everyone. This is Lelo. Welcome to the Chica Travel Podcast. This episode is a special treat for you guys, also proudly sponsored by Ackermans. It is for all of you guys that have said, when are you talking about what do we need to do to have amazing trips when we are traveling with small babies? Guys, I've got an expert. All your questions are going to be answered. I'm chatting to Elsha, who is a mom and founder of Out With Kids that is based in Cape Town. We're going to just talk about Elsha's top tips for navigating winter adventures with kids, where to shop when you are traveling with kids, what to pack, how do you keep kids entertained when you're traveling with them, how do you balance having fun for the kids as well as you, the parents. Elsha tells us all about that. So settle down and enjoy this episode with Elsha. Hello, Elsha. Welcome to the Chica Travel Podcast.
Hi, Leno. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I am also very excited because it's been years and years since I spoke to anyone on the podcast about traveling with kids. You are a mom of two beautiful babies. If you can call them babies, yes. I'm sure they're keeping you very busy. How old are the kids?
So I have a 6-year-old and a 1-year-old. So I still have a little bit of a baby.
A baby. And you are based in Cape Town. You run Out With Kids in Cape Town. Could you maybe just share a bit about your background and when you fell in love with travel?
Yes, with love. You said background, so I'll go way, way back.
Yes.
I think for me, traveling and my love for traveling started with small day trips. You know, my dad used to take us. We grew up in Mpumalanga. So there you have the Makmak Falls. You have the Kruger Park. All like the beautiful bush there to explore. And on weekends, whenever he was off, he used to take us to see all the beautiful sights. And it's just something I sort of got used to. We never traveled internationally as a child. And then when I went on that first plane trip, it was just like a done deal. And then also another thing is South Africa, just living in South Africa, it's like you can get into your car, drive 2 hours, and you like at a holiday destination. You can get on a plane, fly 2 hours, you're at the Kruger Park or you're in Cape Town. So yeah, it's just always been getting to know new people, new foods, new things.
And you are right. You know, sometimes we forget just how privileged we are in South Africa because literally you can have a beach holiday, bush holiday, city holiday, and you will have an equally amazing time regardless of where you decide to go.
Exactly. I can't agree with you more. And it's just something like you say, we're just privileged to have all of those in one country.
100%. So now what sparked your interest in combining your family travel with your passion for, you know, exploring new destinations and I guess even starting out with kids?
Okay. So what happened was actually it was a big move. As I mentioned to you before, I grew up in Mpumalanga in the Lowveld, which is like a holiday destination. And then we always used to come to Cape Town then for a holiday. Even when my daughter was born, her first holiday was Cape Town and then it was Shy Shy and Punta de Oro. But then what happened is we moved to Cape Town. Yes, that's
where your daughter has been to Shy Shy and there are levels to this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's because we live in the Lowveld. It's actually quite a short trip from there to get to Mozambique and Shy Shy and all those countries there. It's not a far travel. And I feel like, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself, but that's sort of the secret of traveling with kids. It's like start small. If you look around you, there do a short little weekend away close by, you know, just so that you can get the hang of it, know how to prepare. I mean, as I suppose the best way to learn to swim is the deep end, you know?
Apparently.
So if you start small, it's swift ends.
Yeah.
If you start small, it really helps. And then when we moved to Cape Town, we used to come as holiday goers, but now all of a sudden it's like, okay, what do I do to keep the kids busy? Where do I go? Oh no, it's raining, the kids are bored inside, where do we go? And that's what sparked Out With Kids originally, finding all these places. And I was like, I started documenting it and people would be like, oh, that's amazing, I didn't know this place existed. Because you get stuck in a rut, like you go to your see your favorite place and that's sort of it, but you don't know just 30 minutes away or just 2 streets down, there's all these new things. And then I started Out With Kids and I think also COVID, a lot of things died in COVID and new things came about. COVID really pushed it.
That is so, so true. From my travel perspective, COVID actually got me to travel a lot more locally, because remember, we also couldn't leave the country. So it's back, yeah. You know, I guess it was a new thing for me, just explore local and what we've got. That's very, very interesting. But now I want to hear about, you know, your most favorite trip that you've ever been on, or holiday, and what was it that made it special?
Sure. That's a really hard one. Let me have a quick think. My most favorite trip, maybe going to Punta de Oro. I went with my husband, our first holiday with my husband before we got married. We went there, and you know, you're eating the chicken, you're eating the nuts, and you're eating fresh fruits. And then 2 years later, taking my daughter as our her first holiday there. That, I think those are highlights for me, because it was first with my husband, first with my daughter. And then also my son's first trip was just to the winelands locally. But we did a hotel stay, and you know, you're in the newborn phase. You haven't slept in a long time, and you just want to connect with your family. So we stayed at a very nice hotel. They cook for you, they clean for you, and you just connect with the family and do all the fun activities. That was so good. So those are my three favorites out of all of them.
Okay, now you have to say, what is this hotel that you went to where people cook for you and you just do nothing? And you're with the 1 year old.
Yes. Well, he was only 6 months. He was only 6 months. But we went to Speed Hotel. I don't know if you know it.
It's
a wine farm. It's a wine estate. You can go there for the day, but you can actually also stay over. And it's kids' paradise, because they have a lot of activities on the farm for the kids. They have a kids' club. So if you want to, like, my oldest daughter could go and she could play there. There's child miners. And like I said, they cook for you. They clean for you. There's room service also. It was everything and more as a tired parent.
That is actually very interesting, because, I mean, I wouldn't think of the Winelands as a destination for me traveling with small babies. And here you are saying they actually cater for people who are traveling with small kids, because they've got child minders and activities for the kids. That is actually amazing.
Exactly. And, you know, you've got a good point there, because a lot of international guests that contact me throughout with kids, you know, from the UK, from Germany or Nigeria, they often want to stay in the center of Cape Town, because that's what's most known to them. And then they want to plan day trips to the winelands. But I'm like, hey, guys, do you know that there's quite a few family-friendly hotels, family-friendly stays, even Airbnbs in the wineland? And then you're right smack bam in the middle of nature. And it's absolutely incredible.
Wow. And if you do need the beach, you can maybe like go and stay a few days in actually Cape Town in the city.
Exactly.
Okay. It's now, you know, March soon. It's going to be winter. Before we know it, you know, you close your eyes for a moment, and before you know it, winter is here. Now, how do you keep your kids entertained when you travel with them during winter? Do you actually even travel with your kids during winter?
You know what? Cape Town has made me fall in love with winter, because it's our rain season. And everything is blooming. Everything's green. Everything is lush. And my daughter, must be one of the kids' shows that she used to watch. She was obsessed. She still is obsessed with jumping in muddy puddles. So we do like a good winter getaway. And it also snows in Cape Town in winter. Mm-hmm. So we go away to go and see the snow when they play in the snow. So definitely winter as well. It's a winter wonderland, I would say, in South Africa. And then obviously also if you're going maybe to London or something, because that's a stunning experience as well during winter. But how we keep busy is a lot of activities. Anything magnetic that's easy to travel with, any place that has activities or a little bit of a play area indoors, that's why like the hotel, the kids clubs are great. But in our journeys, when we're traveling in the car or in the plane, I love little magnetic puzzles. I love stickers and dress up scenes. It's so fantastic. Like whether you're in the car or the plane, the kids like pick at it and then they rearrange it. It keeps them busy for hours. And it's also the fine motor skill. So they really have to focus and concentrate. Mm-hmm. And then after all the activities is done and I pack a lot of them, then I bring out the iPad and maybe put on their favorite movie or their favorite show that I've made sure I've downloaded before and it's ready for them. And so that is sort of my go-to. Do all the activities, eat all the snacks, and then after that, iPad.
Okay, so it's the last option. It's not the first thing you throw at them.
If you bring that out first, then they get too irritable too quickly, and then they don't want to play with the other stuff. So it works first, do all the other stuff until they're done, and then you bring it out.
Okay, cool. Now, packing, finding the right clothing for kids, especially for winter. That's a big thing, you know, when you are going to travel. Now, where do you typically shop for children's winter clothes?
Something, when we moved to Cape Town, my daughter was two. And like I said to you previously, we stayed in the Lowveld. And the Lowveld's winters is very mild. It gets cold in the evening, but you'll still get like nice warm sunshine days during the day. Come Cape Town, it was like a baptism of fire, or should I say snow, because it is so cold in Cape Town. So I quickly befriended Ackerman. And I found all these cool things there for her: boots, jackets that's been with to the snow, it's been to the Sierra Mountains, it's been in the rain, and the most comfortable soft like little pants and tops. Mm-hmm. So for me, I love to do like a little bit of a layer in winter because, you know, kids aren't like us. They're very busy, so they sweat easily. Yes. So I like to do like a layer, like a thin pant and a thin top with a vest, and then a jacket and a jersey that they can remove as they, like, if they're getting very excited and they're running a lot, then they can take off a layer, you know. And I usually find, like, the best jacket deals at Ackermans. We already did our shopping for winter. And for my daughter, just for example, I got two jackets for under 500 rand, like proper thick jacket, under 500
rand. Wow. You've already started shopping for winter.
Yes, we have to, because, you know, the temperature's already dropped in the evenings and in the mornings here in Cape Town. It's already dropped.
Oh, that's why.
For these kids, eh? And the thing is with kids, they need two outfits a day. They go through clothes like this. So even when I'm packing, you don't just pack like, okay, let's say you're going for a week, that's 7 outfits. That's 14 outfits minimum for kids.
Oh my gosh.
So that's also why I'm like, I'm always looking for the best deal week. And I find, you know, how can I make my money stretch? Because you have to buy so much more clothes for kids than what you have to buy for adults.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about Ackermans, and I'm thinking about how, man, Ackermans, I remember it from my childhood, and I'm old. It's been around for years and years and years, and here you are still trusting it even today.
I literally can't believe it, because, you know, you grew up walking with your mom in store, picking out outfits, picking at everything. And yeah, I'm finding like the best deals for my daughter and for my son. Like, but yeah, I'm finding the best deals and boots. Oh my word, please. And the boots are the sweetest thing ever. Since my daughter was two, and up until now she's six, for the last 4 years, they never fail when it comes to their boots and their jackets, honestly.
So definitely boots and jackets are things that you pack when you are packing for the kids, especially when traveling with them in winter. Anything else that you feel like this must definitely go in the bag? It must be one of the 14 outfits if we are going for 7 days. What are those items for you?
You know what? Before I get into the items, someone shared this trick with me, and it's made my life so much easier. So instead of, for instance, packing, oh, okay, I need to pack 14 pants, 14 tops, 14 jerseys or whatever, 14 pairs of socks and panties. Is you go, you take your pants, you take your top, you take your panty, your socks, everything. You put it in a little parcel, like to stack it together, like outfit for outfit for outfit. Instead of going pants and tops and then you muddling everything to see what goes with what. That's been such a life-changing tip for me. It's like packing a whole little outfit and then stacking it together in the suitcase like that. Because my daughter also loves to dress herself. So she goes like, okay, cool. Takes this outfit and there you go.
It also saves you a lot of thinking when it's time to get ready and go somewhere, because maybe sometimes you're in a rush. So the outfit is there. There's no thinking, what am I going to wear today? You just throw something out. This is what you're wearing, and it's all put together.
It's exactly that. It's exactly that. And you're not scratching around. You're saving time and energy. Mm-hmm. And when the kids want to do it themselves, you know, it's there. It's ready and laid out for them.
Okay. So you were answering the other part of the question around what are those items that you must have.
And the other part of the question was definitely comfortable, soft basics. And like I can use my kids, for example, they're very active. So my daughter lives in like soft type that is easy to move in. Nothing too baggy, nothing too heavy. So if you have that legging in, that can easily go under anything, you know. Comfortable leggings and comfortable cotton tees. Love that. Long sleeve as well. And then, like I said, make sure I need layers. So I started that as my base. Like they're always a soft, like a legging that can stretch and a cotton long sleeve top. And then I build from there. Then it will be the jersey, the jacket and everything else.
Wow. You are a pro at this. I'm just amazed. And you know, when you were talking about the clothes that you have to pack for the kids as well, I was just thinking about the luggage. So now they have their own bag and you have your own bag. Do you mix things up because you've kind of packed them in outfits? How do you handle the bags themselves?
Yo, that is such a good question because, you know, it's been trial and error. We used to pack, we upscaled our luggage. So then my husband and I would each have a bag and then my daughter and I would mix our stuff. But now she's six, so now she's got her own little bag. Like she wants it so that she can dress. So, and she can pull her own bag, you know, obviously it's so important to have a good pool bag because it's just tough. And then a little backpack. So when she was younger, she used to love taking a little backpack with the little activities in there and always some extra sets of clothes. Because, you know, traveling with kids, you always need to take a little extra, like that's easy to reach outside of your luggage. So it can't be in the luggage. You have to have it either in your diaper bag or your kid's little backpack. So should anything happen, a spill or a vomit or anything like that, you can just easily change them. You're not stuck and digging in your luggage while traveling in the car or in a plane.
I love that. I love that. That's very, very practical because, you know, with kids, anything can happen. So thank you for that tip. Now, what, I mean, you've mentioned that you absolutely take the iPad, you take the games, the little puzzles that they play with. What else do you not leave home without when you are traveling with kids?
That's a very good question. So those are my first go-tos, making sure I have enough entertainment, books as well. And then if it's like a local thing and if we're traveling by car, I always pack like big magnetic tiles because they're easy to clean up. It's easy to pack up the tiles and they're not as small as puzzles so that you're losing pieces. Although I love the little small magnetic puzzles for traveling. And then if you're traveling locally, a scooter and a bike. If you are going to be staying like within an hour or two from where, we always take the scooters and the push bike. And then I've recently realized there's companies where you can actually, if you're coming from, let's say you're coming from Germany and coming to Cape Town or Joburg, there are companies that hire out bicycles. There are companies that hire out kiddie scooters, some toys, even your strollers and everything. So people, you know, it's they're catering to parents. They're trying to make it easier for parents to travel with their kids. So there are these resources available to us. And it just makes things easier to, you know, as you say, how do you keep the kids busy? It's great. We're staying maybe close to the beach. Now the weather is bad. What do I do with the kids indoors? Because I couldn't pack all the toys. And then there you go. Maybe you could hire a few magnetic tiles and puzzles and something like that.
You are opening my eyes to a whole new world. I had no idea that you could even, you know, rent or hire like your scooters or strollers.
You can hire everything. It's really life-changing. It really makes things easier because kids also used to their things at home and you can't travel with everything. Not even if you're traveling locally.
Okay, this is very, very interesting. But now you are going on holiday. Yes, you have to prioritize the kids and the activities and stuff like that. But how do you balance to ensure that there's something to do for you as adults as well as the children? You go to a wine farm, drink wine when they sleep?
But it's exactly, remember that the holiday I told you about, the first one we did when my son was 6 months old. That's the perfect example. It was at the wine farm, you know. They can give you a special dinner, a special wine tasting, and the kids can go to the kids' club. So generally, if you're traveling with kids and your kids are a little bit older, unfortunately, my baby is still a baby, so I keep him with me. This is the season we're in. But once they sort of hit two and 3 years old, there are kids' clubs. Your kid can spend an hour, two, three, and you can spend some quality one-on-one time with your partner. And then also while you're in the season, like with us now, we have a baby, we're in the season. So we're just traveling locally where, you know, he loves to swim. He loves to kick ball on the grass. So we're looking for places and it's got a lot of space. It's got a pool or a hot tub, especially hot tubs now for winter. We're loving the hot tub getaways. And just making it fun for the whole family.
Well, you've been doing this for a while, and I kind of feel like you've gotten it good. You know, you've gotten it down to a science. Maybe just one other question. Like you rightfully mentioned, a lot of people are hesitant about traveling with small babies and so on because they don't think that it will be fun. But what advice would you give to parents who they want to travel with their kids, but they're not sure it's a good idea? What advice would you give to such a parent?
Definitely starting small. It's not as intimidating as it sounds, but start small. Travel 1 or 2 hours away from home, and then you can build up from there to further destinations, just so that you can equip yourself. And then once you know you've done something once, you already know what to expect, you know. So definitely start small. Then it becomes your experience. It's not just a tip or a trick shared by someone else. You know, you know, like, hey, my kid actually could sit and play with the stickers, could do this, could do that. And then second of all is traveling with kids. You need to pack a lot of activities, a lot of snacks. Kids love snacks. It's an activity. Eating is an activity in itself for them. And just being prepared. Do a little bit of research. If you are, let's say, for instance, you are going to Germany or to the UK, reach out to people in the UK, read up, see what is there for kids, what are local families doing. And yeah, that's it. And then obviously do your research and find the places that rent the essentials that your kids love. For instance, a bike or a scooter. Make sure your kids eat also before so that they're not angry traveling, so they can, but let them eat and be happy, and also take things in your stride. You know, things doesn't matter how much you prep and plan, things don't always go accordingly. Pick your battles. It's not the end of the world. Our last trip we did, my son actually got car sick and he vomited all over everything. And so we stopped, quickly changed, and he was fine after that. And we had the best trip. But lucky I had that, like I said to you, you have that extra little bit of clothes in your diaper bag and in the backpack, not in the luggage. You don't have to scream. And we just took a moment and there you carry on. That's the thing with kids. You sort of got to just keep moving and
you
keep
have
coming.
To. And be patient, right? And I want to ask you something. I mean, you're talking about traveling with kids, and I've seen when you are flying, maybe let's say like a long distance type of flight, and there's a kid who's crying throughout the flight, and there are people who are annoyed, and the parent, you can see they are stressed, and some of them are feeling, I mean, they feel helpless and so on. But if you put yourself in the parent's shoes, sometimes this is a baby that's crying. They don't even know why the baby's crying and so on. But what would you say to, you know, people who find themselves in that situation where there's a crying baby in the flight and it's a long flight?
I've been there. My daughter's flown quite a fair bit as a baby. And the thing is, those people that maybe are getting annoyed, they were babies too, and they probably also had babies before. So they do know what you're going through. They might be a little bit annoyed with you, but you also for the same flight. We're all there together and it doesn't last. It's like a flight and a trip might sometimes be a little bit challenging, but it's not forever. It feels like it in the moment, but you know what? After 2 hours, when your baby calms down, then it's over. It's gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we all have to just have a little bit of understanding. But yeah, the more calmer you are, it does help for the kids to be a little bit more calm as well. The small baby is screaming.
Yeah, shame. You've been there. I always feel so bad because I'm just like, guys, we can't be annoyed. She doesn't know. She can't ask the baby, why are you crying? You know, because the baby can't talk.
It's really out of your control. If you're mindful of other people and the baby's literally just crying because maybe the ears hurt or the tummy hurt, there's nothing you can do.
Absolutely not. Okay, I've got two last questions for you before I do something else. If you could take your family on a dream winter adventure anywhere in the world, where would it be? And what two items are you buying from Ackermans to take with you on your winter adventure?
Oh, tough. Well, okay, I'm just going to make it easy for myself. One of the places I also went with hubby, and we haven't taken the kids yet, was to the UK, to London, to see Winter Wonderland and to see the Natural Science Museum and the Normal Science Museum. I think I just want my son to be able to understand and appreciate the museum part. But yeah, they Winter Wonderland is so amazing, and I want to take the kids there. And then definitely those puffer jackets that I told you that I got for R200. I'm packing those. I'm packing the boots, and I'm packing the wing long little cotton sleeve tops and the cotton leggings as well. Done.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have an item that you bought a long time ago for your daughter and now you're using for your small baby, the 1 year old?
Yeah, you know what? This afternoon, I was pulling my son in a little wagon and I was just laughing. And I said to myself, I'm so impressed with myself because I bought that for her. And you know, there's a bit of an age difference between them.
Yes.
And he's loving it. So I'm so impressed with myself. Even a little bike that's his now, it was hers. And I mean, it's 5 years old, 6 years old. So yeah, some good buys and even clothes because my daughter's got red hair. So I love dressing her in like olive green. Well, back then, I don't have a say in what she wears anymore. But yeah, there's one or two things that he could also use.
Your daughter's become quite the fashionista, hey? She's like, I want to wear this. I want to dress myself.
She knows exactly what she wants and she's got her own style. She loves color. She loves frill. I mean, she also loves to stay warm. So sometimes what I do when she wears like a little long stuff and she can't wear a dress, then she puts a tutu over like, oh, like you've got your jacket, you've got your pants, you've got your boots, and then you can just slip on a tutu and it doesn't affect anything and she feels very special. That's my secret.
Aww, that's awesome. Okay, so Asha, I'm going to just do quick, rapid questions. Favorite travel snack for the whole family? The one thing that you all enjoy.
Oh, favorite travel snack? I'm going to give you two things. We all love like little bars, any fruit nut bar, biltong. It's like we always have those two things. A little bar, everyone's got their favorite flavor, and we love biltong and dribbles. Like you can't be South African and not love biltong and dribbles as a roadshow snack on the plane.
It's the first thing I buy. The best way to beat boredom on a long car ride with the kids.
Oh, boredom. You get these small little boxes of magnetic puzzles. It's amazing. Lots of activity. Sticker scenes is my go-to. Activity books, coloring, and then a lot of snacks. But we already spoke about the snacks.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. I think I know the answer to this one. Ski trip or a cozy cabin trip?
Oh, my goodness. That's actually not a fair question. But I'll go for cozy cabin, I think, because then I can play all the games inside, sit by the fireplace, all of that thing, have hot cocoa, have a bit of wine.
Okay, I thought you were going to say ski trip.
Like, I would love a ski trip as well.
Yeah, I know. Decisions.
But we collect magnets. It's so funny, but we collect magnets. We always buy that as a souvenir for every town, every country we visit, and then a piece of clothing that you can say, oh, I bought it here.
I bought it in Germany.
Dress, anything for everyone in the family. We always do that.
I love that. I also started collecting magnets, but I feel like I started late. So now I feel like I need to travel more so I can collect these magnets so I can put them on my fridge.
It's very cute, eh? Because you see it every single day. We got it up at the fridge and it's always nice to, hey, do you remember this? Do you remember that? It's very cute. I thought it's corny, but I'm happy to know that you also do it.
I am doing it. I love it. But Asha, thank you so, so much for this conversation. You've given us really great tips about traveling with kids, the kind of stuff that we need to pack and buy when we are traveling with kids. Do you have any last words as a message to my listeners?
Last words is it's not as intimidating. Once you've done it once, you're going to carry on doing it. Just take it easy, start small and have fun. It's memories between you and your husband and stories that you can tell when they're older as well.
Yeah, 100%. Asha, thank you so, so much. I truly appreciate your time.
Thank you so, so much, Asha, for all the beautiful tips that you shared with us today. And thank you once more to Ackermans for proudly sponsoring this episode of the Chica Travel Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Let us connect on social media @MissLiloB @Chica Travel Podcast. Chat again soon. Bye.